Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Vanya. I am here to do my podcast with Mike Jensen.
Vanya.
Hi, Mike.
Everything's working.
I know. I know. I was like, oh, I'm freaking out, you guys. I actually, you know what I did this time?
What's up?
So, you know, usually I use the application that we purchase for $22 a month.
Yeah.
Adobe, whatever. And this time I decided, you know what? No, I'm going to go back to old school GarageBand. And it just like met me like an old friend at the
station.
Yeah,
I know that you can. That's a very nice friend. I know that you can record in... it's Audition, right? That's what we use for
editing purposes. Yeah, that's what I've done for the past however many years.
And I don't know why. I've continuously recorded with GarageBand and then I transfer the file to... And there's no real reason for me to do it that way. It's just how I've always done it, but I don't know.
I don't think it matters. I mean, I think you know what I mean? Like, I know it's easier to edit in Audition, which is
so
what we
much
do.
Easier.
And right. I hate to get rid of it, but I'm trying to like buckle down on budget stuff, and I can always get it back again when I need it. Like literally, you just sign up for it and then you get it. So, but yeah, been paying that much money for the last 4 years or more.
And
honestly,
I keep looking to be like, because whenever I get the bill for it, I'm like, is it a month? Like, is there a cheaper option? Can we do it? I mean, you don't want to because you're not really using it, but I use it for all kinds of stuff. So anyway, yeah. Yeah. I'm in the Audition trap now where like I'm just so used to it that
I
can't.
Great. I mean, it's a useful tool. It's just if you're not using it and if GarageBand is working for you. Because even if I edit us, I can edit in GarageBand. I know how to do it. It's just
that's what I did forever.
Easy, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. How was Mother's Day? You sent me some pictures. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say what you did for your Mother's Day, for the day of honoring you as a mother.
Yeah.
You took your kids to Legoland.
I sure did. You know what? It was strategic because honestly, everybody's like, what do you want to do? You know, and I've had things planned for me without me knowing. And anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to pick something that, first of all, my kids are at the sort of, my oldest is at the tail end of like actually enjoying Legoland, you know, because it's for a bit younger. I would say 12 and under, unless you are like a Lego freak. But like the rides are, they're good. I rode one where I couldn't even scream. It like knocked the wind out of me. It like, so there are some fun, like intense rides there, but like a lot of it's, you know, it's little kids. Like more little kid. And so my 7-year old, oh my God, he loved it. So anyways, and we had a good time. We ended up, we just said, screw it. My friend gave me a new acronym, which is FIBI, fuck it, buy it. Or fuck it, book it.
Gotcha.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I booked the hotel, which actually was, the food everywhere is disgusting. I'll just be honest. Like there's no really good food in there except for apparently this ramen place. But anyway, besides that, they had like a dance party with like a DJ and all. It was like kids and families dancing at night, you know, and they had a bunch of, it was just entertaining and fun. And I didn't have to worry about cleaning up after anybody. So that's, and not that I'm like slaving over cleaning up after everybody, but it is that thing where on Mother's Day, oftentimes you're just like, okay, here we go. Treat me. Like, let's do this. And then it's just like a clusterfuck in your home. And I didn't have to do that. So instead we went to Legoland and it was like 15 degrees cooler in Carlsbad, California than where I live. So that was also a win. It was fun, honestly. I think maybe I might have to keep this tradition alive of doing like a... Oh, and also there weren't a lot of people there because it was Mother's Day.
Sure.
But doing like a some sort of a big place on Mother's Day. Then everybody's entertained. Like, I feel happy when people aren't needing shit from me, you know?
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, there's nothing to be said for the fact that, you didn't have to clean anything up. You didn't really have to, like, everything was kind of done for you. Did you stay at a hotel for just the one night?
Just the one night. I would probably do two if like, you know, budget worked that way, because it's kind of nice. The kids kind of then know all of the events that are happening and they can be like, oh, I'm going to go do this thing. And then the pool was really fun. They had a bunch of like floaty Lego pieces. We did do the pool. Oh, and there was a bar. And like a funny bartender, which I'm sure they get like amazing, like, you know, I'm sure they get like super tired parents. And the other thing I will say is since our kids are older, we could just leave them in the room, which was literally 30 seconds walk. And, you know, it's fine. It was okay. Right. So he and my husband and I went down to the bar and got, honestly, it was borderline if I was going to be okay the next day. Cause I was like, look at us having fun doing things. Uh-huh. But yeah.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in things. I mean, and sometimes you got to do a day trip. Sometimes you, but I'm a firm believer in two nights. I'm yes. a firm believer in going to bed in the same place that you
yes,
got up
I love
at least
that.
One time. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Well, that's fun. I'm glad yeah. that you had a good Mother's yeah. Day. I'm glad that you got to like ride some rides and be in a nice spot and not have to do too much. Yeah, I ended up making plans for Mother's Day with a friend of mine who, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, doesn't have a relationship with their mother.
Gotcha.
And of course, my mom is not here anymore. So yeah. we kind of, the two of us were like, let's do something.
I love
so
that.
We, yeah, it was really fun. We ended up going to see a Broadway show and then going to the sister restaurant of where I work. And I've, you know, I've worked there a little bit, so I know a lot of people there and I really mm-hmm. like the management and a lot of the coworkers that I got to kind of like say hi to at least. So it ended up being a really, really fun Mother's Day.
Good.
I saw a show called Floyd Collins. Now, I don't know anything about this show. Apparently, it was originally done in like the mid to late 90s off Broadway. It was an interesting show. I think that it's a show that if you have prior affection for it, it was probably more because I enjoyed it. But there was a lot. It's about a guy. It's literally a true story about a guy who was trapped in a cave and about.
No.
And first of all.
No, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. So while he's trapped in this cave, it becomes like a media circus. And it, the whole idea is they sort of like lose track of what this is really about, which is this man who was stuck in a cave. And oh my gosh, Vanya, there's a scene. So basically the main character who is played by Jeremy Jordan, who we've talked about on this podcast before because he was the Seymour that I saw in Little Shop.
That's right.
And his voice is borderline annoyingly good. Like he's so talented that I just had moments where I'm like, what? Like, what are you doing? Anyway, he was very good. Like worth seeing it just to see his performance. But a lot of it is him stuck. Like it's him like in this one position, ostensibly trapped in this cave, and there's a scene where another person is like trying to get into the space with him and then eventually does, and listen, they're on a stage, it's a huge open area, but the way it's staged made me feel like I was gonna tear my skin off. Like it was so uncomfortable because you just feel that, like, I cannot do small spaces like
no,
that.
Gracias.
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's that scene in, like, Aliens where the guy gets in the tube and he's like, and I'm like, it makes me insane. Like, I just can't. Like, the idea of not being able to, like, move my arms. Yeah. Anyway, it was very effective as far as that goes. The scenic design was very, very well done. And then, yeah, we had a great meal. And then I don't have, like, a thing that happened this week, but I have, like, a couple of sort of random stories.
Yeah.
Because I also then went out to dinner with our friend Ben, and it was really last minute. It was like, oh, I'm not doing anything, let's get food. And like, here's the thing, this is a story, I feel like I often tell stories in which I don't come across as great, and this is another one of those stories. And it's fine, and I will try to, okay. There is a restaurant near where I live that I walk by not infrequently, uh-huh. and whenever I walk by, I think I should go eat here. Like it looks like sort of, you know, messy Mexican food, which you know is like our
Delicioso.
Favorite thing.
Gracias, yes.
And I'm like, I want to go here. But here's the thing. And this is, once again, this is where I'm not going to sound great. I've always had that feeling of like, I feel like I'm going to go and like the staff isn't going to speak English. And that's fine. I don't mean that like in a like, this is America. I just mean like literally like I'm afraid that I won't be able to communicate and I will feel silly. And I had looked up online a couple of reviews and it's like, it was all just like, oh, try this, not this. And this is good. And this is good. And I was like, let's just go. Like, it's going to be fine. And even Ben was like, yeah, of course they're going to speak English. Like, it'll be fine. No one spoke English.
Oh my God.
Like it literally, no, like it was all in Spanish. And listen, we've talked about it. My Duolingo, and we're going to get to more of it later. My Duolingo is not serving me well. Like it was all fine. And we got through it. But like, I was uncomfortable. And I was uncomfortable because I was afraid that I was like saying things wrong or that I was going to miscommunicate. It also was kind of like when I say messy, like it was actually messy. Like the menus had like avocado in them.
Turn around, walk away.
I probably won't. We had a very brief, like we literally had like nachos and a drink and then like left. And once again, I don't mean that in any kind of a like you should speak English way, but it was just funny that like my fear of not being able to communicate that I decided was a really, really silly fear then literally happened.
It came
like
true.
It's actually what
you manifested it. Yeah. What you focus on expands. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened there. So that's one really random story. And then this other one literally happened last night. And I sort of want to look up some of the timing on it because you know the building that I live in.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to live there.
You used to live there. You used to live right there.
Yeah.
And in fact, in a really similar apartment to mine. Like your view and my view are the same view. So the entrance to the building is on one street, but we look out over another street because the building goes all the way through the block. So on this very quiet street where very little happens, at some point last night, so I sent a text at 10:53 because there was an ambulance literally just downstairs from my window with its lights and sirens going for like 10 minutes.
Uh-oh.
So this clearly started at like 10:40 or so. And I'm like, is something happening in my building? Like, it's so bizarre that it's just like there with its sirens on.
Right.
And so I finally go to look and I took a picture of it. And there's a car that has double parked and has its like hazard lights going. And the ambulance cannot get around it. So this ambulance is like stuck on this street.
Oh my God.
Can't get past it. This siren went on for an hour.
Oh, shit.
Like, no kidding, an hour. And also in my mind, I'm like, you theoretically can back up and like just go a different way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the ambulance was like trying to prove a point of like, because every once in a while he would turn the siren off and start talking. And I could hear him saying like, you need to move your car. I'm on my way to an emergency. You're literally killing someone right now.
Oh, my God.
And only I didn't even know that's true. The person was clearly not hearing the message because they were not coming out. Literally, this ambulance eventually did what I said. Like, it backed up and like went a different route, and hopefully another ambulance got to this poor soul before any of this happened.
Oh my God.
It happened more than one time, Vanya. It happened again at like midnight. Another ambulance was stopped. And part of me is like, at some point, can we tow this car?
I mean, listen, I've been towed faster than lightning in freaking Brooklyn, you know, right where Daniel used to live. As soon as there was like the time change where they would let people through and they would tow you immediately.
It was kind of
there's
nuts.
People to tow.
Yeah. And then, listen, the end of the story is I went to bed at like 1:30 this morning and the car was still there with its lights. Like, how long can a car stay parked with its hazard lights flashing? Like, did this person just go home and go to bed and we're like, well, I'm just wouldn't
is
you
it
eventually?
Still there?
Oh, you know, it's not there anymore. No.
Oh, crazy.
So wild. Like, wouldn't your battery eventually die?
It definitely would. And then also you would think you'd have like a ticket. Like a hefty ticket.
Anyway, I wish I had ending to the story. Like, I wish I knew how like it actually ended. But yeah, and I think I also said parallel park, and obviously what I meant was double parked.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was double parked for hours. For hours, this car was just there blocking traffic.
The cojones. My
right.
God.
Anyway, that was it. That's my really weird story that happened kind of last night, like into the wee hours of this morning.
Oh,
of just
God.
Like, yeah, it was kind of wild. Yeah, it did feel a little bit like only in New York kind of thing.
Seriously. You are literally killing someone right now.
Yeah.
Attention, really, whoever owns the vehicle.
And they kept like saying like the license plate number, like the person would be like, that's my license plate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they wouldn't like, good thing they said the license plate number. Yeah, it was very, very, it was a very random,
oh my
very
God,
bizarre
how crazy.
Experience. And I hope that another ambulance got to whatever poor person needed this person's help. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Seriously.
Oh, I'm also meant to ask about a couple of things. You super glued your watch together?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I have the same watch I've had since the beginning. My Apple Watch is the same one.
Uh-huh.
So I like wear the hell out of this watch. I've had to reach, you know, buy the bands a couple times. But I'm like, I basically just use my watch for like my steps. And truly, let's be honest, the main reason is to find my phone.
Yeah, okay.
And then so it was like maybe it was the week of my performances. And who knows what the hell I was doing. I was just like moving around the earth very like. Anyways, the top part, the black part came off, like not fully off. It's like connected by some ribbon and stuff. And I was like, what? Oh, this is the worst timing. I can't buy another phone right now or another watch right now. And so I kind of like set it aside and then I was put it on the charger because it's just like habit. And I was like, oh my God, it works. It still works. That's great. So I had this plan. I was like, I am going to super glue the sides around it because it wouldn't like click back in or anything. So anyways, I got the super glue yesterday or the day before and then I did it and held it and it was like attached and then it was dead. And I was like, no, the super glue got inside the internal working mechanism, blah, blah, blah. And then it turn back on. So
wow,
now you know when I finish a workout, Mike, because we're connected with our watches. We are connected. But yeah, that's what hilarious. I did. Because I was like, I don't want to. They're expensive, and I'm like I said, I really truly just use it for the things that I use it for. Someday I'll get a new one, but I'm gonna use this one till it freaking combusts, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you. I think I'm on my third watch, but my second one did the same thing that yours did, but like did not work anymore.
Yeah. I got lucky. I don't know. But I'm happy it's working. Because I was looking at prices and I was like, ooh, the new ones are like almost $600. Por qué? Yeah,
they're not cheap.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. But I don't know. I guess I sort of justify it in that like a nice watch is really expensive.
Oh,
like nice watches are insanely
great.
Expensive. Yeah.
And you use it.
I use it a lot.
Great tracker. I also have a friend who just told me that she found out she had AFib. Her watch told her like her heart was not beating in weird ways, so now she had a surgery because it told that her watch saved her life. I know, crazy, but this is like seriously real story,
right. Okay, all so, right, good to know.
Yeah,
I'll keep my watch,
not for nothing.
Yeah. And then you had a so what happened yesterday? You were setting up for a so we were didn't record yesterday, which we usually record on Tuesdays. We're recording on Wednesday because you were setting up for the book fair.
Yeah, Mike, did you guys ever do the Scholastic book fair?
I feel like we must have, but can you talk about it? Can you like jog like what is involved in that?
It is, I mean, as a kid, I loved it because I'm like, give me a reason to shop. I mean, not that my parents would necessarily give me any like much money, but like you get to go and look at all the books that are out, and they usually have cheaper versions and like really flimsy, you know, paperback. But what I was doing was the PTA puts it on. It's supposed to be a fundraiser, but we really don't make much money. It's more so just for the kids to have a chance to, you know, go and shop and make decisions. And then we do get a good donation to the school for like Scholastic News, which is a like little newspaper they all get, but that's very expensive. Anyway, so I was setting up a shop, and it was huge. And I got a little intense because, you know, the other side of ADHD, besides having like too much focus all over the place, is having very focused. So yes. I was like in the older kids section, and I'm like, and somebody came up to me and they're like, oh, it looks like you've been to a lot of bookstores. I was like, oh, should it be? Because some people were just making it kind of all over the place, which so kids could see it, like every book facing out. But I'm like, but for the older kids, they know that there's the series and then all the, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anyways, feel like I hope it was okay. But I'm also like, I need to tell people, you have to stop me. I'm just going to keep going. Like, you can't be afraid to tell me, oh, maybe let's do, because I'm not the leader of the book fair. I'm like, I was just a helper. But I got real intense. And then, yeah, I had to pick Calvin up from school and he sat with me for another hour, and I was like, oh, I feel dizzy and sick because I just hadn't stopped focusing. But anyways, the point is you get to buy books. It's really fun. And they have everything from like the little teeniest kids to like those fun, like older, like maybe not Christopher Pike, but like those books,
sure.
Chapter books.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun. Book fair. Mm.
All right. That's fun. You know, I got rid of most of my like R.L. Stein, Christopher Pike. But I have a few. I have like four or five, like the ones that I just couldn't quite let go of. It'd be interesting to read them again now and see how they read now that
I'm
an old person.
I had a fantasy of doing a podcast of going through every Christopher Pike book and like discussing it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. I'm like, should we do it when you're not busy? I'm just kidding. But like, where would you even get them? I'm not sure. We'd have to find them online. But it's
definitely hilarious nostalgia. Yeah, I still have.
And there's
a
lot of rapey and like brother and sister sex, right? Or not maybe, but like, or that was Flowers in the Attic. Never mind.
Yeah, that's like V.C. Andrews, which I was also obsessed with V.C. Andrews. I think that I still have Flowers in the Attic, and that's the only one that I still have of hers. But I used to have all
V.C. Andrews.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean that was super disturbing.
It was very disturbing.
Anyways, Christopher Pike, and what was the other one? R.L. Stein.
Yeah. That was like Fear Street, right?
Fear Street, that's right. Oh my God, you're so good. Yeah.
I was obsessed. When I was in junior high, I would read a book, like a book a day.
Maybe we should, for Halloween, for a special Halloween episode, we could pick a
Do
book
one of
to
them.
Go through. Yeah.
That's funny. I'd love that. I'll have to look and see what I still have. I still have one, I think it's called Witch.
Oh yeah.
I still have one that's called like See You Later. Is that what it's called? I'll have to look and see what I have. Maybe I'll send you a picture of it.
Oh my God, please do. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, you know, while we're talking about fun things, here we go. Anything you're digging this week? Have you had a chance to consume anything?
Yes, Mike, I have, and I wonder if you have watched it yet.
Let's find
out. Totally loved It's a miniseries.
Oh, a miniseries. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's not the same thing.
It's an 8-part miniseries.
Oh, tell me.
It's called The Four Seasons.
Okay, I have not started this yet.
Oh my God, I
have not started it. Okay.
I don't love to binge, but I made Adam, we watched the last three last night. I loved it. It's like a comedy drama. It's got Tina Fey in it, Steve Carell, Colman Domingo, who I'm obsessed with. Like, I love him so much. He directed a few of the episodes. Obviously, Tina Fey, Will Forte, who plays like Tina Fey's husband. And then there's Carrie Kenny Silver, which is the lady who was on Reno 911. She's amazing.
So I only know her as like wacky silly. And I'm very curious to see how she is in something like this.
I think you'll like it. Because the interesting thing about this miniseries is it does toe the line. You know, there's some real serious stuff. But then there's some like dumbass. You're just like, how is this even? It's so funny. It's like a lot of, not a lot, but like certain smart physical comedy and like other just situational comedy. I loved it. It was subtle, but I really loved it. But yeah, it's basically about, and oh, it was based on like a movie that like Alan Alda, I think, had written or was in.
Yes. In the, I think both.
70s, 80s, 90s, I don't know. Yeah. A long time ago. But yeah, it's basically about these couples who are best friends and they definitely live around New York and one of them lives upstate New York. Because a lot of the places I'm like, I've definitely been there, upstate New York. But as they get older, the relationships within the couples change and I don't want to give away too much, but I really liked it. I think it showed some different sides of, honestly, men that you don't really see that often. I mean, one of them, like Steve Carell's character, you're just like, fuck you. But also Will Forte's character, I feel like you kind of hate him, but you're also like, yeah, he's very complex and he's a worrier and like a little more in like, I don't know, in media, you would say slightly more feminine because of the things that he worries about. But honestly, my husband's similar and, well, you know, I don't want him to hear that, but like in certain ways. And like, I know a lot of my friends who are guys who have like, it was nice to see a different relationships and then the best friend situations. And as you get older, I loved it. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, some of it was stupid. And the end, I was like, what? But anyways, I highly recommend it. Yeah.
All right. I know that I will check it out. I definitely am interested in it. I don't know why I haven't gotten to it other than I was watching that Dying for Sex was my half an hour show for a while.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to do more than one half an hour show at a time. But yeah, I definitely will be watching that very soon.
I feel like you'll probably enjoy it. It took me a minute to get into it, to get to know the characters. But once I did, I felt I liked it. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
How about you?
I mean, I love Tina Fey. Mine is a returning comedy, and I've only watched one episode, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Poker Face is back.
Oh, good. Yes, I haven't got back there.
Yeah, Poker Face is back on Peacock. I've only watched the first episode. Listen, it's kind of a silly show. Like, it's not super rational. Like, a lot of it doesn't make a ton of sense. But it's just fun. Like, it's just fun. And Natasha Lyonne is so much fun to watch. Like, just her thing is so entertaining. And the first episode is silly and fun. Like, it's literally Cynthia Erivo playing like five different characters.
Oh my God, I love it.
But like at some point she's playing a character playing another one of the characters. So like it's literally her playing like so many different things. And it's really fun. It's just like fun to watch her do her thing and it's fun to like see how she sort of like shades these characters with different personality traits, and some of them don't make any sense, but like it was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I'm excited for the rest of the season.
Awesome.
And yeah, that's all. Just fun. Poker Face. Check it out.
I will. I really will. I'm excited. Amelia wanted to watch it, and I'm like, she wanted to catch up and like watch beginning seasons, and I'm like, I can't quite remember if anything's. I feel like there's some inappropriate stuff in there.
It's mostly just murder.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's mostly just like. I don't feel like there's a lot of adult material as far as like sexuality goes.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's more like it's just kind of dark.
Yeah. There's some like domestic violence in the first episode. I remember. Anyway. I was just, she really, the trailer is so fun and funny. And so I see why she's like, Mom, I want to watch that with you. And I'm like, we could, I guess.
Once again, it's a hard one to be like, you're right on the edge of like.
I know. She's 11, almost 12. Like,
right.
She's, you know, she's smart cookie. So.
I was just telling this actually story to Ben because I can't even think of what made it come up, but I was talking about seeing Silence of the Lambs in the movie theater with my mom when I was like 12 years old, oh my God, which is definitely too young to be seeing that film, but I loved it.
Yes. Oh my God, Mike, so yeah, like, random, speaking of older movies, because I'm cleaning and organizing, I've just like thrown everything in my room, so I'm trying to, but I put on, oh my God, you're going to kill me. What is this? Tom Hanks, and it's like the Knights of the Templar. It's the whole, that book.
Oh, the Da Vinci Code.
Yes, thank you. Okay. I was watching the Da Vinci Code, and it's like really intense. It's good. I mean, watching it again, I thought this is going to suck, whatever. I'm just going to be folding clothes and bouncing around. But like, I'm really into it. Like, I had to pause it to come to you and I have this. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll get back to it in a second. But I really like it. And it's also terrifying. You
know, I don't think that I ever saw the movies. I read the books. I read that and Angels and Demons, and I don't think I ever saw the film.
My God. You gotta see it. It's Tom Hanks at his best. Come on.
That's really funny. I'll have to check it out to see if it's anywhere. Is it streaming somewhere?
It is. Okay. Because I would not pay for something that I'm just like dinking around watching.
Right.
I think it was Hulu.
Okay. Yeah. I'll check it out. That's Please. Funny.
With all your time.
I have sped up my rewatch of Stranger Things because I really want to rewatch the fourth season again before I see the play, which I'm going to try to see in a week or so. And you don't have to, because the play is a prequel. Like, it takes place it takes place before any of the events of Stranger Things. But I know that it's a lot about things that happen in the fourth season. And you never watched the fourth season, did you?
I started it because it was terrifying, because it got very like horror for me.
It's very scary. It is the most scary of the seasons. It's probably the most violent of the seasons.
And I was like,
it's also really long. It's really like the episodes are over an hour and then the finale is like 2.5 hours, which I'm like, that's not an episode of television. That's a long movie. But it's so good. I'm not saying you should watch it, but it's so good. Like, they're brilliantly done. They're just really long. And yes, they are very, very, very disturbing. But yeah, that's also what I'm rewatching right now.
Okay.
But yeah, that's funny. And then Mike could do with that is dumb but kind of lengthy. I don't know. Do you have anything that you could
Mine's
do without
dumb,
this week?
Dumb but short.
Okay. Well, why don't I do my lengthy one first, and then you can bring us home with your nice and short one.
Yeah.
Because mine, once again, so many of these things that I talk about that I don't like, I get that I'm the problem. Like, I get that, like, I'm signing up for this thing. But, like, Duolingo, listen, you're already barely teaching me Spanish. Like, you're not teaching me Spanish. You're letting me recite some Spanish and try to translate things. But you're also like, okay, in order to, there's like tiers. Like, you start out here and then you slowly move up. And then if you don't do really well one week, you might go down a tier and whatever, that's fine. What do I care? But like, now in order to go back up, you have to be in the top 5. It used to be like the top 25.
What?
And now it's the top 5 advance. And then the next 5 just keeps you in place. And if you're not in the top like 10, you go back down another tier. And part of me is like, fine, I'll go down a tier, but what are you doing? Like, why are you trying to motivate me through this? Also, it used to be like I messed up too many times on a lesson and you like run out of hearts and then you can't take another lesson. But it used to be that if you ran out of hearts, you could practice to get hearts.
That's right.
And it'd be a really, right. It doesn't do that anymore.
Oh.
Now you have to pay money to get hearts.
Oh, bastards.
Or you can turn in whatever your other dumb points are, which I have so many of them because I never go for like whatever the legendary thing is because it costs points.
Oh.
But I don't do that. So I had a bunch of, anyways. And also, I've said, it's just teaching me things that it's just too advanced for me. Like, it's gone to a place where I'm like, just how do I go to that Mexican restaurant?
Exactly.
Like, I don't need to say, as I was falling down, I started to laugh. I just need to say, can I have a fork?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just aggravating to me that, like, I feel like I'm doing worse and worse, but it's things that I don't, can I just go back? Can I just go, I don't know. It's very aggravating to me.
That is annoying. I think if you have someone you know who speaks Spanish, and then of course there's different dialects, but like, that is the thing, like, may I please have whatever? Because you can always look up the thing on Google Translate, but may I please have, I think it's like, I don't know, quisiera something, blah, blah, blah. May I have, I would like to have, or I would, I feel like if you have somebody do it for you and like give you the audio and you could practice that. And then also, like, you know, just basically you need restaurant Spanish so you can like get in there, order food, feel comfortable. And then also, like, what do we do every day? We say, oh, hi, hello, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Like, how you can, like, honestly, you know, express your gratitude for somebody or whatever, the things you normally say, those quick things, just have somebody say it to you in voice memo and then practice and then you're good. I think you're good.
Yeah. It's kind of aggravating. And I know that part of what it is they're trying, I don't pay for it. And I think I've talked about this before where like, I understand that like probably if you pay for it, you get more out of it, but because I'm not
maybe
getting,
not.
I don't know. It's an aggravating situation. So that's all I could do without Duolingo. And I almost did. I almost erased it. I almost was like, cause fuck you deleted.
You spent time.
I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah, it's like, you know, a little portion of my day. Oh, whatever, it's fine. How about you? What's your
mine is so stupid. I washed all the bedding on my bed and I have a duvet cover, which is great because then you could really get in there and wash it and everything. I put it on wrong. So I put it on the wrong way inside. And so it's like short, there's extra duvet on the either side of the, you know, sleeping side of the bed, and our feet are like crunched, and I'm just like, fuck! Because it takes like two people to put the freaking to make it work. So now I have to undo the whole thing, flip it around and redo it. But I'm just like, so I've been sleeping with it like this for a week.
Yeah, like, whatever. I'll just deal with it.
Stressing me out, but I need to change it. But I'm like, I'm just so mad about it. It should be a square. It's bullshit.
Right.
That's what I could do with that.
It's the little things.
Legitimately.
Yeah, I gotcha. How about random? Anything random for us? Or was your random thing the Da Vinci Code?
Okay, so my random thing is as I was looking at the Wikipedia for the Four Seasons show from Netflix, the lady who plays, well, there's a great, she's a younger character. Her name's Erica Henningsen.
Yeah.
And she plays a 32-year-old dental hygienist whom Nick dates after divorcing Anne. So I don't think I'm giving anything away, but maybe I am, whatever. Sorry. But she was fun and whatever. I just randomly clicked on her. I'm like, because what does she do? I don't know. So as I'm reading her bio on Wikipedia, she's, you know, it's so, some of them are so stupid, but she's like, she caught the acting bug when she was 7 years old. And she had to recite a poem from Jack Prelutsky, The Turkey Shot Out of the Oven. Anyway, so I went and I was like, oh, who's Jack Prelutsky? I don't know if you ever did any of these poems when you were a kid. My mom was a reading teacher. And so he had written this book called The New Kid on the Block and just writes a bunch of funny, funny poems. And my random thing is like, I'm obsessed with these poems. They're so, it's almost like Shel Silverstein. Like, they're funny, they're really descriptive, and I might try to do something and incorporate something with Jack Prelutsky's poems for my summer camp, something, because they're hilarious. I'm trying to think of a poem that you might recognize. You know, there's a new kid on the block, and boy, the kid is tough. The new kid punches hard, and the new kid plays real rough. The new kid's big and strong with muscles everywhere. The new kid tweaked my arm. The new kid pulled my hair. Anyways, there's a bunch of, that's not that fun. The, you know, what's really funny is actually The Turkey Shot Out of the Oven. Look it up, people. Look it up. It's hilarious.
That's funny. You know, she was the Katie Heron in the Mean Girls musical on Broadway.
Oh my God. So I saw her. Didn't I see Mean Girls on Broadway? No, I didn't. I saw,
no,
sorry,
you saw,
I saw
that production, the local production.
I saw Legally Blonde.
Oh yeah, she's a Legally Blonde, yes.
That, I get confused because there's also pink in them. Yes, she's a musical theater actress.
Yes.
As well.
I think she's also friends with our friend Ben, because I think we were talking about her the other night, because she's in Just in Time right now on Broadway.
Oh, well, she did. I'll tell you what, she did a great job playing her character in Four Seasons.
Wait, I have to stop you real fast, because you saw Hadestown.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so I saw, I can't believe I didn't talk about this. Lots have happened. So I saw Hadestown. It was a high school production, so it's like definitely like a teen version, but I haven't seen it. I've only listened to the music. These kids were, I mean, first of all, they are grown-ass adult bodies on stage. Like, I know their brains are not fully developed yet, but they were so good. I honestly was like, there, you know, there were certain things, but like the set design was amazing. The way they, the movement, the choreo, everything was pretty darn tootin' good for a high school production. And this high school does elevated productions because their director is special person, I guess. But my God, it was so good. I honestly, it's so sad. It was only a 4-day run, you know, as a lot of high school musicals are.
Yeah.
It was really good, Mike. And I cried, and my son came with because my husband had to work late, and he totally like was in, he I was worried he would be a little scared or a little bored, but he was into it because you know what else is, he loves like Percy Jackson and all that stuff. Like he sure. knows about
yeah.
Hades.
Yeah.
And so does my daughter. So they know a lot of the lore, I guess, whatever it is, the stories of the Greek mythology. And did you know I was in a play in Vancouver, BC about I played Eurydice, which is, anyways, it was super boring. It was a very boring play because it was like old text and modern movement. So I only say it was boring because like you would not really understand what was happening in the play. But it was really fun to watch this because I was like, oh my God, I know exactly what is going to happen because I know the story. But the way it's put out and the music yeah. is so good. And these people, and you know, whoever played the Fates, there were four girls who played the Fates.
Yeah.
My friend who I brought a couple moms who their kids love theater. And I'm like, let's just go, you know, it'll be great. One of the moms was like, how are they so good at singing? I'm like, they must be from the choir. And they were. They brought in uh-huh. a bunch of kids from the choir as well, which this school also has a really good choir. This is not a school my daughter's zoned for, but I'm like, should she go there? Maybe. I don't know.
I will say that when I first saw the Broadway production of Hadestown, that I was like halfway through the second act. And I was like, oh, fuck, I know how this ends.
Yeah.
Like it like occurred to me of like, I know, why are we doing this? Like,
I know.
And then when you get to it and yeah. when you get,
it's so sad.
I was like sobbing, yeah. though. But it was so beautifully done of just like, why we do, oh God, I love it so much. I really want when you come to New York for us to see the Broadway version of it.
I would love to. Because it's still running, right? Like, of course.
Yeah,
I would love to see it because just the
song. It's so beautiful.
The song.
Oh, that's so awesome.
The music is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm glad you enjoyed.
Thank you.
Yeah. My random thing is just that this is my second recording of the day because I just recorded with my friend Elise Castle our preview for season 3 of And Just Like That
oh
that we'll be
goodness.
Covering from week to week. Yeah. So we did a thing where we broke down the trailer and kind of like talked about what we see in the trailer and then talked about like what we know is going to happen and then talked about what we hope is going to happen. So that was fun. And part of that is to say that like we'll be back next week and then we're not sure, everyone.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break.
Yeah, I might take a little break because I'm going to be doing the other one pretty hardcore and you're going to be having summer with your kids and maybe we'll just let that be. But we'll be back next week, so don't think about it now. Yeah. Just a little forewarning.
Next week, yes, we will be back. My parents are going to be in town, but that's okay. They can hang out while we record. So that'll be our last one. And then what was I going to say? I'll be teaching a bunch of, I finally figured out my summer schedule.
Oh,
so
nice.
I have a couple summer camps that I'll be, pretty intense with. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So we'll be back next week.
Yay.
And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We'll be back next week. Oh, my fan just kicked on. Let me just turn it off for now. Sorry, I know you're trying to help me not sweat, but we're going to wait a little bit.
It's like it's gotten too hot in there. Mike needs to cool down.
Right, exactly. Mike needs to cool down, everybody. Go to work.